Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, April 11th. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Going to take a look at the late pick four on the Saturday card, and also we'll give you a $3 late pick three ticket. Jim, this includes two graded stakes, a grade one and a grade three, but it starts with three-year-old filly maidens going 7 furlongs on the main track. The nice thing is, we always say, it's if you have maiden races in there, as many of them as often as you can, if you can put them at the beginning, that's great. So that's what we have here, and who do you like?
I thought this race was a little bit difficult. I mean, the obvious choice is right timing for Chad Brown. Coming off a maiden effort at Tampa where he only lost by half a length. Horse called Chatelot beat her. She went off 4-5 that day, so she was no surprise with Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. She's not going to be a surprise on Saturday if she wins. I didn't feel comfortable enough to single her because there's a couple of horses in here I wanted to use their first-time starters. Obviously, when you're talking about the race being the first one of the pick four, you'll be able to see what the tote board tells you as far as how, which ones of these get more support. But I'm going to use both of them on the outside. One for Brian Lynch with Rosario riding Epic Proud Mary, an Into Mischief, $250,000 stud fee. They gave $350,000 to this filly, so she's certainly well meant from a class standpoint. First-time starter, got her on LASIK. Rosario takes them out. A lot of reasons to like Epic Proud Mary. And then Lock Prasati for Will Walden. Concepcion takes them out. And Will Walden is 23% first-time starter. And this one cost $750,000 in September sale. So he's out of Authentic. Another very well-bred horse for Resolute Racing. So La Crosscati, and I would imagine that John Stewart may bet that horse a little bit. So I don't know if you're going to get 6-1 on her either. And then the other one I'm using is the outside horse, Al Gadir, for Andrew McKeever. Ran really well at Churchill at the tricky distance of 7 furlongs and went off at a little less than 4-1. Only got beat a half a length by No Time Left, and Majestical came out of that same race and won the next time out, and Majestical ran yesterday and didn't run that well in a state in an allowance race, but still that race came back very live. So Al Gadir finishing third to those two horses, I think got a shot here at 8-1 with Gasleon. So that's the four I'm using. She's our 10 for Peter Urton would be the next one I would use with Luis Diaz.
I end up going a little more narrow in this spot because of how I want to structure the ticket. And I left off a couple of the ones you mentioned that are very worthy of consideration here. But I wanted to obviously have right timing. I like She's Our 10 off that fourth in the Fairgrounds maiden race. And the third place finisher came back to win already. So those were two of the more likely horses I wanted on the ticket. But I ended up taking a swing here for my top pick at a price. For Kenny McPeak, Divine Passion, the 7. Seventh in the debut at Saratoga last summer, beating about 20 lengths, and then 8th last time. But here's what I'm trying to decipher here and see if there's maybe a little bit more. Kenny takes his horse to Saratoga, so probably means he has a high opinion of this filly, and didn't go well, showed a little early speed, but then faded. Maybe something happened, so they physically, and they just laid off until March of this year and runs on synthetic. So don't know if she really, you know, would have cared for that service. Maybe it was surface. Maybe it was just to get her ready to get going back on dirt, but she showed speed again and then faded, but wasn't beaten as far, even though it was 8th in the race. Brian Hernandez takes the mount. It's Kenny's go-to guy, cutting back to 7 furlongs at the distance where she debuted. So I'm reading more into this than is there, but just a little intriguing. So I'm going to try this one for a big price and then use the other two logicals, the 3 and the 5. The 9th race, second leg of the pick four, is the grade one Jenny Wiley. Phillies and Mares 4 and up, mile on a 16th on the turf. I took Segesta on top for Chad Brown, a neck away from being 2 for 2 here, including the grade one first lady last fall. This horse is a grade one winner. Two of her best buyer numbers came in her final 3 starts of last year. Destino D'Oro, and I think this is a tough race. Destino D'Oro for Brad Cox has won 3 in a row. I think that one could be really tough. I like the fact that she won with a little bit of a faster pace and then was able to win again coming off the pace with a little slower pace. So she just has that big kick at the end. Lush Lips, I think you and I both liked in the QE2 last fall, Jim, you especially, and she won for Brendan Walsh, and so had a nice comeback win, and now is back in this spot. It could easily get the money here. Dynamic Pricing for Chad Brown's a grade one winner with a Rad Ortiz. And then Aussie Girl for the aforementioned Will Walden. I think this horse has grade one ability at some point in her career. It may not be today, but I want to try to use her in case it is, because I know they've been very high on her from the start, and they put her in a grade one off an allowance win here at Keeneland last year. So I'm going to go five deep in the Jenny Wiley. How about you?
I'm going to go five deep with four of the ones that you used. I did not use Aussie Girl. I agree with you about the talent there, but I think this might be a little bit much a little too big a bite to chew here for Aussie Girl. I think she is going to be better later on. I did not use her, and instead of her, besides the four horses that you used, Les Lips is my top pick in here. I think that QE2 was absolutely wonderful at 8-1, where the Brad Cox horse got all the money, and she went off at an unbelievable 8-1 and came back, and she's won two more since then. So, including the Honey Fox on February 28th, there's got to be a tune-up for this one, but she went ahead and won it. So I like Lush Lips on top, using the others you used for all the reasons you mentioned. Dynamic Pricing suggested probably my second choice. Justino D'Oro for Brad Cox is a solid third choice. This is a really tough race, as you mentioned. But the horse that I used, if you did not, is Expensive Queen, which is Brendan Walsh's other horse. And he chose to put this one in off of listed stakes at Fairgrounds, so it's a huge move up. But they tried her in the Gamely last year at Santa Anita, and she runs behind Be Your Best and got beat 5 3/4. So she's tested the waters before. She's tested overseas, and I always like to use the other trainer's horse in here. So it's going to be a lot better price than Lush Lips, so I'm going to throw it in there just in case.
Moving on to race 10, the grade 3 Stone Street Lexington. This is 3-year-olds. It's the last Derby prep, really, but I don't think anybody can get enough points to get in the Derby. And then sometimes horses have come out of here to run and run well in the Preakness. And you've got some horses who don't have a lot of racing experience but have shown some talent, so there could be a star or two in this group. Stone Street Lexington, Jim, how did you see it?
I thought the Lexington this year just limited it the choices to the two Brad Cox horses. Ezum is a colt that broke his maiden by 19.5 at Colonial. Don't know what he was running against that day, but I don't care who you run against. To win your maiden race by 19.5, got to be impressive, and Pratt takes them out back. So good reason for him to be 2-1 here. When the other one's Confessional, I would imagine that Brad Cox is using this as a prep for the Preakness because he doesn't have enough points, or he may have gotten a few points at the Virginia Derby, but he can't get in the Derby without a lot of defection. So Irad takes this mount. I think it comes down to Brad Cox horses. A couple horses in here that have flashy buyers. The Hell We Did had a 92 buyer, but that was at Sunland in a 6-furlong race. This is a huge jump up from that kind of level. And then Corona de Oro is the one that I did consider to use in here simply because Dallas Stewart's a really good trainer. BJ takes them out back and won by 4.5 at Maiden Breaker at Fairgrounds, first time he's stretched out to mile 16. So that would be my third choice in here, but I'm going to narrow down the ticket here. I'm just going to think Brad Cox is going to win this Stone Street Lexington this year.
I'm going to try to beat him with the horse from Sunland, The Hell We Did, just off the big improvement. It wasn't so much just the 92 buyer, and you know, it's obviously a huge step up in class here, but the fact that there was just so much improvement from last year to this year in that first start. So maybe it's a 3-year-old that's just kind of had the light bulb moment. 13-length win. And the other thing I like is Todd Fincher. It's a trainer who has had success shipping out to bigger spots. And they also enlist Luis Saez to ride this horse. So those reasons, I took a shot with the Hell We Did over Confessional, who I think is probably would be my win pick if I was not trying to find a little price here. And as you said, third in the Virginia Derby and has a good bit more racing experience than his stablemate. So post position is the biggest obstacle, I think. I probably might have picked Confessional had he been drawn a little better. I just thought he might be vulnerable from the 10 hole. Exum, tremendous improvement from that first race to the second race. And if he can validate that, then he's in the mix, certainly. And Corona de Oro is actually the other one I had on my list as well, off the impressive maiden win for Dallas Stewart. The 11th race is three-year-old maidens on the turf at a mile and a 16th. It wraps up the all-turf pick three bet that starts in the seventh race on Saturday. And I ended up going four deep in here. Here's Johnny, placed in a couple of graded stakes as a two-year-old and facing mostly maiden winners in this spot. So I took Here's Johnny on top. But Coordinator, a first-timer, and it's Chad Brown, Judmont, local farm here. So just on those connections, I thought that one could be, and the fact, you know, I've just seen Chad Brown be able to win races with horses going long for the, you know, in their first race, that I tend to discount that factor a little more with his barn than others. West End Kid was fourth in the debut, beaten only about a length and a quarter. Royal Guard for Brad, and it's a Will Walden trainee, and it was a nice race down at Gulfstream for West End Kid. And then Royal Guard, it's Brad Cox, horse ran pretty decently up at Saratoga last year. So those are my four to wrap up the late pick four. How'd you see race 11?
Well, the first time out, I had six horses because I was going to single Confessional in the race prior to this, but I went ahead and used the other Brad Cox. So I cut this one down to three. I think Here's Johnny is a deserving favorite. The horse, I happen to know some of the connections there, and they were really high on the horse at Aqueduct that day in the Pilgrim, and he got enough earnings to get into the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and didn't run that great out there. But was never in the race. He was stuck in the one hole, was dead last at first call, and just was never there. But actually gained, only got beat 5.5 at 27-1. So I think Here's Johnny is it should be a huge favorite in here. I think maybe 8-5. Didn't single. I did use West End Kid for Will Walden. The reason we talked about with Will. He's also a 28% trainer on layoffs of 3 months or more. So Will Walden is an excellent trainer no matter where you're putting your horses. And then I use Coordinator of the outside horse, the 11 horse, for Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. Nothing too fancy here, just trying to end it up with what may be a chalky, but I think if you catch a price in Jenny Wiley, it can pay a little bit today.
Well, let's talk about pick four tickets then. I'm going to go 3-5-7 to start and hope I catch the price in that first leg with the 7. Then I'm going to go 5-7-8-9-10 in the Jenny Wiley. I'm just going 7-10 in the Stone Street Lexington. And then 3-4-6-11 in the last for $60. How about you?
Well, I happen to spend $60 as well. 3-8-10-12 with 1-5-7-8-10 with 9-10 with 4-6-11 for $60.
So a lot of similarity in our tickets, so maybe we'll both be able to hit it for the folks and give the bankrolls a boost. We also do a $3 late pick three ticket each day, and I'm going to take the same five that in the Jenny Wiley that I took on my pick four. Then I'm going to use the 7 and 10, the two that I used in the Lexington. But then in that maiden race, I'm just going to take the 4 and the 11. Here's Johnny and Coordinator. And that's 5 by 2 by 2, and that'll be a $60 late pick three ticket. How about you?
I'm going to have an inexpensive one. I'm going to do 1-5-7-8-10 and a Jenny Wiley, single the 10 Confessional, and single Here's Johnny in the last. And that's only going to cost you $15. Hoping to get a price from the Jenny Wiley, you can do it multiple times if you want, even with a $3 minimum.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting strategy. And I mean, for a you know, as little as $15, that you could get a nice return on investment because of how open the Jenny Wiley is.
Yeah, I think so. And even if you wanted to go deeper than Jenny Wiley, just multiply it by $3, and that $3 pick three winds up paying a whole lot better than $3 $1 pick threes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Best of luck with your wagers on the Saturday card. Great day of racing at Keeneland, and should be fantastic weather as well. And then we'll be back for the Sunday card on our In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.